Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show. This week, let's remember to trust your intuition no matter what. Our guest today is Latao Wang, and he's author of Oracle of the Celestial Deities. I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information, as well as answering your natural health, your mind, and spirit questions later on in the show. But right now, let's get to our guest. Today we have with us Latao Wang, and he's author of Oracle of the Celestial Deities. And Latao Wang is a member of the Hong Kong Society of Counseling and Psychology. He's an accomplished astrologer, tarot specialist, and the founder and spiritual counselor of the Healing Kingdom. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here.
Hi. Hello, Linda. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I just love your deck. If this is an oracle deck, and it is just so beautiful. The illustrations are very hard to explain how beautiful they are when you're just on radio, you know. I suggest everybody to go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com and take a look at the cards and buy the deck, because it's really great. Now, what is the Oracle of the Celestial Deities?
Oracle of the Celestial Deities is a deck of oracle cards that contains 20 astrological archetypes. And what I do with this deck is that I'll use this deck for example, my daily affirmation, and also to ask for guidance from the universe, right? Sometimes when I'm confused or when I just need a little bit, push, right, from the universe. And I will, you know, ask a question, I will seek guidance through this deck of cards. And it's, similarly, we can use this as any type of oracle decks, but, you know, of course, this is designed and created from scratch by me and also my artist partner.
Well, the energy, you know, not all cards are the same. And it really happens to be who is designing the cards, because the energy of that person emanates into what's going on. And so with your cards, everything is very, very positive, whereas some other cards, you know, like sometimes the tarot decks are, you know, you have to kind of step back a little bit because there's energy behind everything, right? And so never know. I mean, what I found when I was doing, I'm 75, so I started doing tarot when I was 15. I stopped right away because I said, hey, I'm just going to go direct connect. But what happened was is that I found that the tarot would give you information like you're going to cross the street, but it wouldn't tell you you were going to get hit by a car when you cross the street. So I said, well, you know, we don't need that. We can go direct to God, or whatever you want to call God is fine. So I don't use any kind of tools or whatever, but it's fun to do when you are in a quandary, you know, or something. You pick a card and it kind of gives you an answer, you know. And what I'm saying is that your intention behind these cards, especially with the astrology, which is an old science, people think it's kind of this new age stuff, but it's not. It's a science, just like numerology is. And so your deck is, has a lot of substance to it. So I want to thank you for doing it.
Oh, thank you so much for loving it.
Now, why did you pick the ancient Greek and Roman mythology for your card deck?
So this goes all the way back to when I was an apprentice, studying astrology with my first astrology teacher. Because this was, back like 20 years ago, when I first met my astrology teacher, he really was a different kind. Because most of the time, you know, when you study astrology, you will go into this very bookish and, you know, very strict, right, rigid system about, you know, you're going to learn the planet, learn the house systems, right, and learn the, you know, the constellation signs, right, and, you know, and all these kind of traditional things that you would imagine how an astrologist would go through training. But my first astrology teacher was really a mythologist. So, for example, when we studied astrology, a very typical question from my astrology teacher would be, so Latel, now you have learned, right, the mythology of, let's say, Venus or Aphrodite from Greek myths. Now, you tell me, what do you think this planet Venus on your chart would mean? So my early days training with astrology was really about storytelling. Was all about, you know, reading Iliad and Odyssey. Was reading, you know, all type of Greek, Roman, sometimes even Egyptian or Nordic mythological stories, and trying to find the correlation or the association between mythology and the alignment of the stars. And this is really the foundation of my my entire esoteric studies. Thus, you know, this is my thing, right?
Yeah.
I chose this. I chose the Greek and Roman myth for this deck of cards.
Right. Well, it's wonderful because I, as a child, I remember, going to the library and going in and reading every fairy tale from every nation, you know, when I was a kid, because I thought they were so great, and all the mythology and things like that, because they teach you things, you know. It's not just stories. They teach you things. And so it's
right.
It's a wonderful kind of twist. And also, mythology also has its own energy. So when you're using these things, it's like, you know, you've got a really powerful deck, but one that is very welcoming to people without, putting them in one area. You know, like it can be available for everyone, and everyone will love this deck because it applies to everyone, whereas some of the other decks don't, you know.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Yeah. So what makes this deck different than the other decks?
Well, one of the features about this deck is, you know, apart from being, you know, astrology based, right, and it's really about the storytelling and the archetypes that we're finding in those figures, right? When you look at each card, of course, apart from those traditional planets that, you know, we all know and we hear about all the time, like, you know, the Sun, the Moon, Venus, Mars, but also you will find some very unique characters from Greek mythology, but we don't really talk about them very often in astrology, even though they are there, and they are still, you know, these days, I think a lot of astrologers are still waiting to explore, right, the deeper meanings of those either asteroids or, you know, constellation signs. For example, one of the things I really love about, you know, the character is, for example, Persephone, right, the goddess of spring. She's not very often talked about in astrology, but she carries very, very profound meanings, at least to me, in mythology and in this deck.
Right, and she brings forth spring. She gets taken away and into the underworld, and then she comes out and she gives new life, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, gee, I remembered that. I'm proud.
Yeah. There's a lot of stories about Persephone, but what you just mentioned, definitely this most famous story, right, the abduction of Persephone by Hades.
Right.
And, you know, also related to, you know, her mother, Demeter, and how she was trying to be protective and things like that, right? So there's a lot of content, right, I feel like, in mythology. And when we really put these characters on the cards, and what my intention was to bring more stories and also to tell people that there are a lot more archetypes than we think there are, actually, in astrology.
I think you're right, and I think that, you know, I believe that all these people existed, so, in another realm. So,
right.
When you
hopefully,
put... You know, yeah, right? So when you put them on a card, you're actually taking the energy of that person as well, you know, or the person or God or deity, whatever you want to call them, you know, but you know what I'm talking about. So, So, you know, you say that you, why should you and how do you build a relationship with the cards? You know, what do you mean by that?
So I think as a spiritual practice, right? I mean, of course, we all have our own habits and we all have our own relationship with the cards. Or for some of us, it's how we work with crystals, how we work with, our charms, right, that we collect. I think it's very important that we take good care of those divine tools that we use. When we need guidance and when we are, seeking help from them. And so, for example, for me is, you know, how we cleanse a card on a regular basis, especially if you use these cards to the readings as a service to other people. And, it's about, you know, showing respect and honor, those divine tools that we use.
You know, Americans don't have a lot of respect for many things. But, you know, some of us do. But, we have to respect these things, too, because when we're using these things, when other people are using them, there's energies that come in. We're all about energy. You know, that's all we are and that's all they are. So if you're using it, it makes sense. If you're using it for someone else, you can, there's going to be energy that's on those cards. So you want to make sure they're clean, just like you would clean a crystal if you're using it. I use a old Native American Indian way, and that is to blow on the cards and with intention saying, okay, off you go. You're all clean.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Right. You can try it. It really works. And it's and sometimes when you're in a hurry, because sometimes you're using these things and there's a lot of little entities and little things hanging around that you want to go, hey, get out of here. You know, so. So.
Also, you know, like I sometimes get questions from my clients, right? And they will ask, you know, oh, how should I cleanse them? You know, what's the right way? I mean, to me, to be honest, I really think spirituality it should not be something that is very dogmatic.
Right.
I really think that as long as you, as the user of the cards or the user of your crystals, right? As long as you think this is the right way to build your relationship with the cards, you know, to keep them, to maintain them, to love them, I think that's fine. And of course, you know, we can do our research online, see what all the experts are saying. But the most important thing is we put our heart into it. But the details regarding how you do it, how many times you do it, I think is really case by case.
I think so, too. And, because everybody is different. Everybody is different. Every reason we're here is different. That's why when people say you have to do something in a particular way, yeah, I kind of go, uh-huh. Whatever way your way is the right way, as long as it's not hurting anyone and it's contributing positive energy to the planet. If it's not, then you better just stop and take a look at what you're doing, because we have a choice in every moment to do that. But how does the deck combine astrology and archetypes to help people? Because that's really fun.
Yeah, so really this is my expertise, I think. Yeah, I mean, when it comes to oracle reading and even with tarot cards, to be honest, yeah, what I'm always looking for is the archetypes that we can find in those stories and in those images. And I think, you know, the archetype concept was initially raised by Carl Jung, right, the famous psychologist. And I feel sometimes the reason why we can find guidance through an image, it's because there's a certain model, right, embedded in each card. And once we see that archetype or the model within that image, then we can make connections between the person, the character in the card, with our own personal life. And that's when we get our intuition. And that's when we, how we read the cards. And so I think to me, reading cards, it's all about understanding the archetypes embedded in those cards and making those connections with our daily lives.
Well, I think that's true. You know, it was really interesting when I was in college, which was back in 1968. You probably weren't even born then, but don't answer that. Don't answer that. Anyway, I would write poetry, and I always would write to Diana, you know, because I felt that I was closest to Diana of the Hunt, as well as the Moon, Artemis, you know, and so those, you know, so I wrote many poems, and so it's really interesting because what I was attracted to, which is one of the ways you can use these cards, is who are you attracted to in this was, of course, the Moon, which was Diana or Artemis. You know, so that's...
Yeah, you know, speaking of the Moon, right, I remember about three, four, probably this was pre-COVID, so longer than, more than three, 4 years ago. That was back in 2017. So, wow, almost 8 years ago, actually. I traveled to Greece. And there was a place about 2 hours drive, right, from center Athens. It's called the Sanctuary of Artemis. And I really wanted to visit that place because, you know, Artemis, you know, you can see on the deck, right, Artemis or Diana, she was literally on the cover, right, of the box.
Right.
And she's also one of my favorite deities in this deck. And so I really wanted to connect myself with this archetype, basically. And when I was talking to my driver, right, about going to this place, he was really surprised. And he said, well, you know, I've been, you know, a tourist driver, right, you know, all my life, because he was maybe an older guy, right, in his 50s. And he said, I've never had anyone asking me to drive them to Sanctuary of Artemis. And so he was, you know, really amazed by this request from me. And I think when we work with cars, right, one of the important things is that we can always find a way to connect with that archetype. Either it's about visiting, you know, their temples, visiting, you know, the sanctuary, even if it's thousands of miles away. Or, you know, sometimes we can even just have a statue, a small statue of Artemis, and we can put that at home. And that's how we, you know, always pray or always make connections. I think those efforts are really, really important when it comes to, you know, understanding those archetypes.
I think so too. And whenever I go to someone, I'm planning to go to Italy in maybe a year or so. But there is, I look for the metaphysical places that nobody really knows, because when I go, I can get energy through the earth. And when I did documentaries many years ago, you know, they would have me do, you know, I could stand on a piece of earth and go from the beginning of time. And tell you who was on that spot from the beginning of time all the way up to the names, dates, places, what happened, whatever. And so when I go to these places, it's interesting. So I go and research on all these things, and there's a forest of positive energy in Tuscany that was a part of St. Francis of Assisi, who is one of my guardian angels. So it's kind of interesting when you, these cards will open up different areas for your life to take a look at. And then to visit these spots, you will find that you will get energy from the earth or energy from the universe right there. And you'll have amazing spiritual experiences, I think. Didn't you have an experience when you went to Artemis, to the temple? Did you feel it?
Absolutely. I mean, I was so overwhelmed by the energy. I mean, one place was the Sanctuary of Artemis, and the other one was, you know, of course, the famous Delphi. Right, north of Athens. I mean, the energy was just crazy, and I was in tears when I was walking around the sanctuary. It's beyond you know, verbal description. Yeah,
right. Well, how does a person, how can they be helped with the cards?
One of the ways for our audience, right, specifically if you are not a professional reader and you just want to find a deck of cards to really help you, the first thing I will highly recommend with this specific deck is to first of all just read the guidebook. The way I designed and I penned the guidebook was to write it as just as a book by itself, actually. Because in each chapter you will see the first part was the storytelling, was really talking about the archetype and the planet. Astrological meanings of this planet and this deity. And the second part is more about the teaching, meaning that what this card means actually to you when you put it out, and you know, how this could relate to your career, also your love life. And so I think the most important thing at the very beginning is just to read this book as a storybook. And once you are really, you know, get into those stories, it will be much easier for you to find the so-called guidance or the advice from the card, and which will be able to help the client.
That's great. Can you give us a little bit a place where people can find out more about you and your book?
Sure, yeah. So I think at the very beginning of our conversation, you mentioned that can be found and purchased through Amazon.com for sure. And also, you know, people can find the information about this through my official Instagram and also my official website, www.thehealingkingdom.com. The Instagram title would just be my name, Letao Wang, LETAOWANG.
Well, great. Thank you so much for sharing some wonderful news and things about your cards, and thank you for being you.
Thank you so much, Linda. Thank you for having me. Have a wonderful day.
You too. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we are open for readings. That's right. Today, we haven't been doing that because I've had people on for a long time, and because they were very interesting, or we were doing helping Joan Irvine trying to become mayor, which she didn't get, but she was number three. We were very happy with that. So if you would like a reading, just feel free to call in at 1-800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Or if you have a question about healing, I am pretty wise on different kinds of herbs and vitamins, since I was president of a vitamin company for manufacturing company for about 8 years. So if you feel like you want to ask about something, and we'll go into a whole bunch of other things as well. But really, if you'd like a reading, 310-371-5444, 800-555-5453. Okay, so let's see. We have Herb of the Week. Herbs are natural medicine that need to be treated with knowledge and respect. So today's herb is not really an herb. It's a nut. What? It's a nut. It's called walnut. And according to legend, when the gods walked upon the earth, they lived on walnuts. Right? And it was called, it was called Jupiter's nut, because they went, comes from the god Jupiter. And the tree has been cultivated in Europe since Roman times for its nuts, and these yield an important oil containing essential fatty acids that are vital for healthy cell function and for different kinds of developments. And the white walnut, or butternut, from Eastern North America is a very useful laxative. But not only are the nuts important, but the leaves of the walnut are important. In Europe, walnut leaves are a popular home remedy for both eczema and eyelid inflammation, especially in children. And recent research suggests that antifungal properties, as well as an antiseptic action, the leaves are also used for intestinal worms and as a digestive tonic. Now, the walnut Bach flower remedy for your emotions is recommended for times of change, such as menopause, or, if you're moving your home. The nut encasing is also used, right? Not the shell, but the casing of the actual walnut. And the fleshy green outer casing of the nut is really rich in fruit acids and minerals. And traditionally infused this rind, they were taken to darken the hair. And the oil extracted from the nut contains essential fatty acids vital for many body processes. Also, the inner bark of the tree is used, and the quills, or the inner bark, are one of the few potent laxatives that are safe to use in pregnancy. And there you have it, a little bit about walnut. I bet you didn't even know that when you were eating something like a walnut that it was actually helping you. Well, that's really true with many, many things, everything that we eat has some kind of sustenance or vitamins that we need. And another thing that it would be interesting for you to note is that if you're dreaming about something in a dream, you probably need that nutrient. So say you think about eating chocolate. Well, maybe you need the chocolate for heart or something else. So sometimes it's very wise to take a look at what it is that you, in your dream, and to see if it is applicable to helping you heal, because your dreams are really good omens to tell you what's going on in your life in the present, as well as when you're asleep. So there's a little thing on that. Well, what we have next is what you know you don't. After, 28 years, you should. It's Gemstone of the Week. Dun, da, da, dun, da, da. Okay, so gemstones have energies, and by wearing or carrying a stone, you may be able to amplify your own energy to get and accomplish what you desire. So today we're going to talk about carnelian. Now, carnelian is kind of red, orange, or red-brown, right? And it stimulates analytical capabilities and precision, and it provides for perceptiveness to situations, and it also awakens your inherent talents. It's also used to produce information and inspiration and connectiveness with the spiritual world. One of the good things I like about carnelian, it protects against envy, fear, and rage, and helps to banish sorrow from your whole emotional structure. And that's good to know. It also assists you in awareness of association between the emotional states and the inner condition of yourself. So what is going on with you to cause that emotion? Carnelian also stimulates inquisitiveness and wants you to find out why. And it can be used to dispel apathy, indolence, and passivity. It's said to have been one of the stones used in the breastplates of the high priests for different kinds of ceremonial functions. And it can also is a very good stone for if you're in acting or drama and any kind of theatrical presentations. In addition, carnelian is... I have a frog in my throat this morning. I don't know what it is, but it is. But, Okay, it can be used in the treatment of neuralgia, gallstones, kidney stones, pollen allergies, maybe I should have a carnelian with me, right? And colds. And it's been also useful in stopping disorders of the spine, spleen, and pancreas. And it's been used as an elixir to help heal cuts and abrasions. Now, an elixir is when you put the carnelian into water, and then you can either put it in the moon if you want some soft feminine energy, or put it in the sun for very quick, hard masculine energy, and let it stay there for 24 hours. Then you take the carnelian out. You don't drink the carnelian, and you drink, or you don't drink it, but you can put it on your wounds, okay? And that will help the wound to heal. And so that's kind of a good thing. Some elixirs you can drink. You do have to understand and know which ones you can and cannot, because sometimes these gemstones can be toxic. So not every single one is good for an elixir. So you make sure that, you know, whatever you do, you should check and make sure that everything is right for you in that moment. And that is what we have for Gemstone of the Week and Herb of the Week. And we are going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts, all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practiced enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit lindamckenzie.net for more information. And call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. You know, these times right now are really crazy, right? I mean, it's been crazy for the last 5 years. Let's face it, right? I mean, it's been 5 years since COVID, and we're still feeling the reverberations of that. They just found that when we were in COVID and we were quiet, all the dolphins and the animals flourished and were happy and did more things than they ever did. So it shows that the humans have a very, very big footprint. So things have been going back and forth, and I don't care what political spectrum you are in. Let's just see if we can be people. You know, because when you're a person and you're kind to people, no matter who they are or what they are, that is what is supposed to be happening. There's so many distractions right now. because they're trying to pull you in many different directions. For a long time, they didn't want you to go out, you know, and they were kind of, you know, didn't want you to talk to other people and things like that. So, but now we're back, and I think people are starting to really get back to where they were prior to the pandemic, and I think that's a really great thing. And remember, you know, a lot of seniors get very lonely, so if you can reach out and just talk to them, take them to lunch, or just do a walk around the block with them, or go food shopping for them or something, that would help very much. And it would be really nice if the younger generation would do that, because there's a lot of wisdom that grandmothers and grandfathers have. And even if you're not a grandmother or grandfather, if you're old, you've accomplished something, right? So if you're young and you want to have knowledge about different kinds of life experiences, you can learn a lot from your elders. So, you know, in America, we push our elders to the side. We put them in homes. We don't want to see them. We don't, you know, and we think that's a good thing. But in Europe, and especially like in Italy, everybody stays together, and you know, you stay in the same house, and there's a lot of wisdom there, and you learn how to get along with many different people, which you need to do. I mean, you're not an island. You're not always right. You know, I mean, hate to tell you, you know, but you're not. And you know, they've kind of pushed this thing. It's all about me. It's all about me. It's the Me Too movement, and it's this movement and that movement, when it's not about that at all. It's about us. Okay, it's about forgiveness. We don't have to forget, but we can forgive, and we move on. You know, so there's a lot of things coming in out of focus, right? There's a lot of things that are in flux right now. So we just have to ride the wave. Now, there's a lot of times, too, that we seem to be in this period where we can't move forward and we can't move back. And then we get starting to get blocked and frustrated. You know, we're, you know, maybe you want a new career and it's not quite happening. Or you need a new job and it's not quite happening. Or you want a new love and it's not quite happening. Well, a lot of times it's not because of something that you're doing or you're not doing, right? It's about spiritual timing. Now, if you're blocked or frustrated and you know you're doing things right, but there still doesn't seem to be any movement towards getting your goal, well, spiritual timing is the answer. Now, to determine if spiritual timing is the cause of your delay, you've got to ask yourself a couple of questions. Now, what is spiritual timing? Let me just explain that to you. It means that something may not be right down the line to give you what you need. Okay, you may be ready, but something else down the line may not. And as much as AI or anybody would love to figure this all out, they can't, because everything in the moment by all these individuals and people and insects and all these thought patterns and all these things that are so complicated and interwoven together into consciousness is beyond what AI could ever possibly do, or us in any moment in time. So, sometimes we're blocked because it's not the right moment, and we need spiritual timing for that. So if you're being blocked, you have to ask yourself, are you trying to control the situation? Because, you know, that doesn't work. Are you worrying about what people think? That won't work. Are you confusing happiness with fulfillment of the desire? That's not going to work. Are you insisting that your way is the only right way? Are you rationalizing that your situation so you can maintain your own independence? Are you living in the past or the future and not in the moment? Big important one, are you trying to stop change? Are you setting up too rigid goals and paths to manifest your goal? Are you setting up expectations for outcomes? How about trying much too hard to fulfill your desire? And the last one is, are you using the ego to set up significance, projections, feelings, or attitudes towards the accomplishment of your goal? If you answered yes to some or all of these questions, it may be your own personal growth that is stopping you from actualizing your goal. So to eliminate these obstacles, you got to work on them one by one, eliminating negative thought patterns that may be getting in your way. If you answered no to all these questions, well, the next step is to find out if you're in a place that I call a creative void. Now, a creative void is a time in your life where you're shifting, adapting, and getting ready for a major change. It's really a spiritual growth time where, like spiritual timing, there is little or no movement. You may or may not know what your next step towards your goal is, and you might not even know what the goal is itself. You feel and know a shift is about to occur, and things around you don't feel exactly right, but nothing seems to be happening. The creative void may be a time for information gathering, reflection, sitting still, eliminating things that are no longer necessary in your life. It's a time of spiritual growth and advancement towards balance in your life. And to determine if you are in a creative void, well, here are some of the questions you have to ask yourself, right? Do you hold on to ideas and methods and things that stop your spiritual growth? Do you need to get rid of an attachment to people or places or things? Do you want to find the missing balance in your life, including time for spirituality, self, family, significant others, community, career? Do you need to let go of negative emotional situations? Do you have to eliminate sources of fear in your life? Do you need to make and accept changes in your mind, body, or spirit to allow changes to flow? Do you have a need to find your purpose or service in life? If you answered yes to any or all of these questions, you have to honor this time of spiritual growth. Consider these things as opportunities for growth and work on them one by one. And always remember that the creative void is a time to resolve issues and allow balance to come into your life. It's a time to throw away the old and invite the new. As issues and balances are resolved in your life, action will manifest and movement will follow. Now, if you answered no to these questions, well, that may be spiritual timing at work. And spiritual timing is what I call God's timing. It's a time where everything is in synchronicity, the right time, the right place, and the right action. And they all manifest when it is exactly right for everyone and everything in the universe. Everything is comprised of energy, right? And we're all one. Therefore, every thought or action affects not only us, but the universe as well. Negative thoughts produce negative energy, just as positive thoughts, they produce positive energy. So universal truths, for example, the power of love, are not perceptions, and even they have their own energy. And we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to find out a little bit about our perception. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practiced enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. Again, if you'd like a reading, we're open. 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. That's right. All right, so before the break, we were talking about, whether it was a creative void or is it spiritual timing. Now, our perception, which is another energy, is just that. It's our perception. Everything in everyone's perception is different from each other and is dependent upon the individual's path journey, their life path. Right? I mean, you didn't get raised with your friend's parents, right? You didn't, and they have a specific thing, and that builds what their perception is, right? So, when you think about the magnitude of all this perceptive energy, it can be overwhelming, right? Think of the energy of a flower growing, or an ant busily living its life, the earth's energy, or the individualized perceptive energy of the billions of people on earth, each and everything with their own energy and their own perspective. Well, spiritual timing, what that does, it orchestrates this energy for the good of all. Not just for the individual, but for everything, everywhere. And you may be coming from the right place, doing the right thing, having the right thoughts, and providing the right energy. But perhaps somewhere, something is not ready for what you want to manifest. Synchronicity is missing. So spiritual timing comes into play. When you're in spiritual timing, it's the cause of the lack of movement towards your goal. Patience and acceptance can help you cope with that delay. There are no mistakes, and there is a reason why everything happens or does not happen. Remember that we are compromised of body, mind, and spirit, and some or all of these areas can be addressed to help you wait until spiritual timing is right. However you choose to cope with spiritual timing is exactly right for you. But here are some hints that I do when I get into spiritual timing. One, I reduce my physical stress by taking care of my body. I eat a proper diet. I take the correct dietary supplements and herbs. I get enough rest and sleep, and I exercise. Okay? Mentally, I can quiet my mind. I accept the things that are coming to me are exactly right, and I stay positive. And I understand there's no mistakes, and things will manifest when and how they're supposed to. And best of all, I let go and just be without expectation. I don't think of the past. I don't think of the future. I think of just where I am. I'm being. And then sometimes I don't meditate too much, but I do pray a lot. And so I'll either meditate or pray. Then if I also attack my emotional stress and I release attachment, I maintain an attitude of love and joy and happiness and know I'll be provided for and everything's all right. So I practice patience, and sometimes that's a little hard for everybody. I mean, we want it now. We're Americans, right? But patience is good, and I gain comfort knowing that things are happening for the greater good of all, not just about me. Now, spiritual stress, I do that by cleansing myself of negativity. I feel and connect to the oneness and universal love. I connect to God, and whatever you want to call God is okay with me. I trust that my inner guidance is always right, and whatever's happening, it's right. I know that everything is exactly right, and my solution is being taken care of. It's already being done, so I don't have to do anything about that. So following these hints doesn't really mean that spiritual timing will work any faster. I have to tell you, what it's going to do, it's going to do. But after all, time is man-made, and it's not a prerequisite to the master plan. Now, what will happen is that you will feel part of the whole, you'll gain understanding and peace, and be able to assist with even more positive energy to the consciousness of the planet. Now, who wouldn't want that, right? Who wouldn't want that? So there we have that, a little bit how to cope with spiritual timing. You know, things are, you know, there's a lot of things going on, and you can visit my website, lyndamckenzie.net, to see what's going on. You can see my TV show on soulsearchtv.io, it's soulsearch.tv, that's it, soulsearch.tv. Or you can go to my website, and there's a link to it there. You know, I do all sorts of wonderful things like psychic soirees once a month where people can come to my home and we do readings and meditations, and I cook a wonderful organic wheat-free, dairy-free, sugar-free meal. Yes, they actually taste good. We eat on china and have wine and just make it a wonderful convivial family-like affair, and everybody seems to like that. It's limited, so, you know, you can check my website on how to do that under appearances or events or whatever it says on the top of that. I also do healings and psychic readings on Saturdays. I'm fairly reasonable. Most of the people that have my quality of things are charging $500-$600 reading, or $300-$600. And no, I'm very I like to hit the people. It's not about the money for me. So it's $50 for a half hour and $100 for an hour. And if you wanted to do healing and that and reading, you can, we can do something with that too. All that stuff is on my website. And I am feeling the need to go back in and helping people heal and doing individual readings. So I'm going to be expanding my hours, which normally are just Saturdays from 9 to 12. But we're going to be expanding hours into evenings and some other times during the weekend. So, you know, feel free if you need me to make sure that you visit lyndamckenzie.net. You can email me to lynda@lyndamckenzie.net, and that's MACKENZIE.net. And, you know, there's a lot of things. One of the things you may want to do is, if you like this show and you want to hear others, I have several years of shows on hrnradio.com. It's a really great place where you can get for free, that you can have 3,600 positive podcasts from many of our hosts or former hosts, some who are not with us anymore, but you can still hear them right on hrnradio.com. And so that's another wonderful thing that we do. I try and use my life right now to be a positive force for people and to make sure that truth is being heard. That is part of my message here. So if you need truth or you need some healing or whatever, feel free to get in contact with me, because I'd always be there for you. Well, it's time to take a break. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss, using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Lynda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a Self-Discovery Reference Guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to The Linda McKenzie Show, and I'm so glad that you came and shared this hour with me. It makes me happy. If you can share something that you got here with somebody else and create a domino effect of positive energy, well, I think that would just help improve everything, and I think it's wonderful. All right, so if you'd like to email me at linda@lindamckenzie.net. And I've really enjoyed this hour with you. So until next time, this is Linda McKenzie, wishing you a week of knowledge, trust, and action. Bye.